And John and Teresa Whitty are in our studios once again for the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show. And, a cold week this week.
It is.
Yeah,
winter's here.
We kind of drove here today.
Wimps?
Yeah, no doubt. The only reason I did is because the pickup was warm. I had just gotten back to the office, and I thought, well, yeah, let's drive it. It's probably one of two times a year we do it. So, yeah, we drove here.
Well, Karen Tilbury walked over from the library. That's just a block and a half, yep. And she about froze to death.
So.
She's pretty tough, yep. Though. So.
Yeah, but later in the week, supposed to be warm. So.
Yep.
Oh, it's good.
Short-lived cold.
Okay, well, we're going to kind of continue a topic that we started last week, huh?
Yeah, we got to talk more about Windows 10. It's coming. The cutoff for Windows 7 is January 14th, so we got about a month.
So you're going to hear more about it in the next couple weeks, but it's what everybody's talking about, and it's kind of a very important thing.
If you haven't gotten a notice on your computer yet, if you have Windows 7, you should be getting notices that support will be ending for that operating system.
And you just looked at one of our many computers we have at the radio station,
yep,
here.
I said, oh, that's Windows 7.
I wonder if Maynard knows
that. Something about that.
Well, if it's not online, you're probably okay. But if it's something that's online, which I'm guessing it might be, mm-hmm. Probably have to talk about that one. And I think that's what's happening. I found one, my laptop, that I use for my off-site work, you know. It's like, oh, shoot, this one's Windows 7 yet. And, you know, things that you kind of overlook and forget about because yep. You don't use them every day. Or if you do, you use them for different things than what your office computers are for. And there's a lot of Windows 7 machines still out there.
Yep. So. And so tell us, refresh our memory again, exactly what is going to happen, Teresa?
They're still going to work, but the support is going to be ending for Microsoft, so there won't be any more Windows 7 updates, which will make them vulnerable for hacking.
Okay.
It's kind of like not being able to lock your car anymore. You know, on Main Street, and mm-hmm. you got stuff in it, and that's the way I look at it. When they're not getting updates anymore, it's like your car is wide open, and, you know, I guess...
Maybe. Might get hacked, might not.
Yeah,
but you can't guarantee protection on them anymore. So if you're doing any kind of banking or shopping or, you know, entering passwords, you don't want to be doing that on a Windows 7 computer after January 14th.
And you're going to have to do it eventually anyway. So let's just get it done.
Yep.
I'm going to ask a real simple question. How do I know what I'm running? How do I know if I have Windows 7? How can I check that on my computer?
Well, the best way is to go into your little folder icon or your My Computer.
Down in the bottom left?
Yep. And then right-click on this computer and go down to Properties, and it'll tell you everything about that computer, how much RAM you have, this processor.
But will it say Windows 7?
Windows 7. Windows 7 or Windows
7 Home, Windows 7 Pro.
So you go down in the bottom left. I'm going to do that right now. And then go where?
Open up your file manager there. That little
File Explorer.
File Explorer. See that? It looks like a folder.
Or go to the Start button and go to Computer.
Okay.
Right-click on that.
Okay.
And then go down to Properties.
Yep.
And then that'll tell you if you have Windows 7, Windows 10. And it'll also tell you if you have the Home version or the Pro version, which we can talk about today.
Which is something I want to get into a little further today.
Okay. So, well, you guys go ahead and talk while it is a Windows 7.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. And we know that one's online.
It says Windows 7.
Yeah.
Does it say Home or does it say Pro? Windows 7?
It says, just says Windows 7.
Okay.
Underneath, does it say Pro, Professional, or Home?
Nope. Windows 7.
Oh, interesting.
I have to assume that's a Home. Because usually Pro says Pro that I've seen. And here's the difference between Pro and Home. And the same goes with Windows 10. We've had a few people that have come in and, you know, it's cheaper to get the Home Edition than it is the Pro Edition. And people think, oh, I can get by with Home.
And basically, if you're a home user, you can. And if you're in an office environment where you have networked computers, then you need the Pro. However, there are some softwares that require Pro to run on.
Mm. You know, things such as if your computer has you have a camera system at home and it's on your computer, in order to use the... you know, viewing real-time live features and the recording and all those things, you have to have the Pro version.
Which is somewhat like a network.
Yeah, anything that's network is kind of the main thing. If you have one computer and it's using your service provider and getting out to the world and you check your email and you do your browsing on it, you're good with home. But if you have multiple computers there, or if your nephew came over and set up a network share for you so you can get to your wife's computer, you know, all these different scenarios happen. Odds are that you're going to need the Pro Edition. Otherwise, those things will not work anymore.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So if you have home, get home. If you have Pro, get Pro, basically.
Yeah.
So if you have Windows 7, you have some options. You can keep it and be vulnerable, or keep it offline. You can upgrade if your computer can handle it, or you can buy a new computer. So I've been helping a lot of people figure out if they can upgrade or not. And it's been about 50-50. You know, some computers are very capable of handling it. Some need additional RAM. Sometimes, you know, it just can't handle it. Or people just think they don't want to invest that kind of money into an older computer anyways. But some things to consider, some hidden costs that you want to consider before you upgrade or buy new, are software, printers, anything
else?
If you
have a network environment.
You know, and the network environment. So the one, you know, the Pro versus home, and then software and printers. So you want to find out if the software that you have on your computer is going to be
compatible
with Windows 10. Now, data you can transfer. Software you can't transfer, you need to reinstall it.
Okay.
So if you have the ability to reinstall that, either with a disk or with an online login, you know, then you're able to do that. But if it's old software,
we've had that with some Microsoft Office, haven't we?
Yep, some Microsoft Offices won't, you know, you can't.
Older versions, you know, and they've said, well, I've got this CD here that I've had for 6 years or whatever, you know, and now it doesn't work. We haven't been able to get that to work. They've made it so you have to
buy new.
Yeah. Wow.
And so they got it figured out. And there's been a couple, very rarely, but I've seen some cases where printers that are attached to your computers, if they're older, you know, a lower end printer, you know, something that was cheap.
Well, and some people just have old printers.
Yeah. We've seen them where once they update, this printer doesn't work anymore.
And you can just Google that. Google your printer and see if it's compatible with Windows 10.
Okay.
So just those are some things that are hidden costs that people don't think about.
Right.
And we feel like the bad guy when we say, oh, by the way, you know. You know
that this update is how much a new computer is, but you also have to buy all new software and a new printer.
You know, it probably would have been better off to just go with the new altogether.
Well, my wife knows me well, and if my computer just freezes up for a second, then I'll go, oh, I need a new computer.
Well, you probably just need to restart it, Paul.
That's what my wife says all the time. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Because, man, that solves a lot of stuff restart or to shut it down and unplug it from the wall.
Yep.
Wow. It's amazing what happens when you do that. Why does that happen? What's it do when you restart it? If you're having, it's running slow or it's, you know.
I know at the end of the day, I shut myself down and I'm better off in the morning when I restart.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
You look at it that way. But no, it clears the things out of RAM, out of the memory on the computer. You know, it kind of gives it a fresh start, because a lot of software, especially if you download software, it's not really engineered to be super efficient with your memory management. Like, you know, the old days, that was one of our main things when we were in college and programming and stuff. It was memory management. Now it's like, yeah, whatever. So you might have a program that's sucking up all your RAM, and nothing left for anything else to run.
And that's all happening in the background.
Yeah.
Right.
And then when you shut your computer off, it clears that out. You start it back up, and it's like, hey, I'm ready to think again.
Okay, cool.
So,
good. That was a good way to explain that. So.
Yeah, so.
Yep. All right. That's another good subject. The date when Windows 7 is going to stop?
January 14th.
January 14th. So if you have any questions about that, they can contact you guys?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as you're thinking about it now, you hear the show on the radio and you're in your office or whatever, just take a minute and just look. And maybe there's something sitting in the corner, or you got a computer that, oh, I forgot to look about that one, you know, or look at that one and find out it's Windows 7. You're probably going to wish you know, had a plan to upgrade.
Okay.
So if you need help with that, give us a call. We are at 320-698-4747, or stop on in at our Main Street store in Madison.
Or you can, super easy, just send us an email, support@ruralsolutions, and we'll get right back to you.
All right. There, that ends show number 1020.
Yeah, it seems like we spent a lot of time here looking out across the tundra here.
Enjoy you guys coming in. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty from Rural Solutions with our Rural Solutions Technology Show.